Braden Dewey was able to go over 1,000 points for his career with the Bombers as they routed Junction City 56-16. Mounts Home dominated the game from the tip as they scored the first 11 points of the game. The Bombers outscored the Dragons 19-4 and 21-5 in the first two quarters. Dewey went over the 1,000 mark early in the final period and then came off the floor shortly after that as Mounts Home went on to win by 40. Dewey led the Bombers with 13 points. No one was in double figures for Junction City. Mounts Home improves to 11-3 on the season. The Dragons fall to 5-2. The Bombers' next opponent in the tournament will be Dumas, who got past Greene County Tech 48-40. In the other boys' games, Cotter lost to Farmington 78-27, and Flippin was edged out by Paragould 69-68. Mounts Home's girls also invoked the mercy rule as they pounded Paragould 49-20. Lady Bombers' defense was relentless in the game. The Lady Rams were held to just one field goal in each of the first two quarters. Mounts Home was able to get 10 different players on the scoreboard before they posted the 29-point victory. The Lady Bombers were led by Jayla Yonkers with 14 points and Lakin Moore added 10. No one scored in double figures for Paragould. Mounts Home is now 10-4 on the year. The Lady Rams dropped to 1-12. The Lady Bombers will also be paired in the semifinals with Dumas following their 47-41 win over Flippin. Also in the girls' bracket, Salem fell to Cabot 55-42, and Mammoth Spring was toppled by Farmington 67-49. Bryn Washam was the Lady Bears' top scorer with 20 points, and Adriana Corbett chipped in 12. I'm Matt Sharp reporting.